Hello everyone and welcome to The Bloom Zone. I'm your host Pete Sikikas and welcome to Radio Sega Sonic Centric Show. And welcome! I hope your weekend has been going absolutely great. If it hasn't been, well, you're on the right place for some Sonic goodness and cheer up your day with some Sonic, great Sonic tunes. So today we're going to be talking about the latest Sonic Mania news, those really, really good special stages and the remastered, I think, bonus stages as well, the Blue Sphere stages. We'll be talking about Sonic Riders Zero Gravity as well, later on the show. If you are not on our Discord yet, you can always join the conversation with your other listeners by going to radiosc.ca/discord, there we go. Join our conversation over there. We have a lot of people actually listening to the show right now, so that you can actually, well, talk with them and talk directly to me if you want. What else? Let's see. Yes, also, if you haven't done so already, you can still take part on our weekly speedrun event by speedrunning Sonic Unleashed level, the Savannah Citadel level, and by speedrunning Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Chemical Plant Zone Act 1. Send me your times on Twitter with the hashtag BZSpeedrun or send me on Discord on the same Discord server. Let me just write this really quickly. Viper says, in future, can you give a spoiler warning before mentioning menu news? What do you mean with that? Like, giving like a spoiler warning when I mention, when I start giving you menu news? Well, of course, yes, I can actually do that right now, well, today, because I'm going to talk about the latest Sonic menu news as well. So I guess I'll say that. Spoiler warning for those that are listening to the news segment then. And yeah, there it is then. Lost Impact says, is the Wii version of Unleashed speedrun okay? Savannah Citadel isn't on the Wii. I actually read the next week's speedrun event. Yeah, I wasn't supposed to read that, but anyways, yes, the next week speedrun, you're going to have speedrun Sonic Unleashed 7 Citadel Act 1, and Sonic the Hedgehog 2 Chemical Plant Zone Act 1. Yes, I mentioned the next week's one, my bad. This week, however, you need to speedrun, Sonic Riders Zero Gravity, the Aquatic Capital Stage, and in the first Sonic the Hedgehog game, you need to speedrun Green Hill Zone Act 1. Tweet me your times, and yeah, good luck with that. I'll then recap what's next week's speedrun event later on the show, on the new segment. But in the meantime, let's play some more Sonic tunes, and let's play Sky Sanctuary Zone from Sonic & Knuckles. And we'll be right back with the new segment. And we are back, so hope you guys have enjoyed that little music break we had over there. So we played, let me see, so we played Sky Century Zone from Sonic & Knuckles, then we played On The Edge. I actually said that there wasn't going to be any Edge on the show, but my mistake. On The Edge from Sonic Adventure 2, and then back-to-back, the Blazing Mix from Sonic Rush. And welcome to the new segment now, where we talk about the latest Sonic news that have happened during this week. But as always, before we get into the new segment, it's time to play the Question of the Week. As always, Question of the Week is a little game that I have on this show, where I give you one question and you have to answer that question correctly. If you get the question on your first guess, you get 3 points, on your second guess you get 2 points, and on your third guess you only get 1 point, so you only have 3 guesses in order to get the question correctly. So what's this week's question of the week then? Well, before we go into that, let's see how's the table for the question of the week. So let's see, we have Jamie in first place with 47 points, then we have Viper in second place with 45 points, then Miles Price and Skyblaze are in third place with 6 points each, Music Loose is in fourth place with 5 points, and then Capper, Supersonic Swag, Rapsic, Trini, and Lost Intact are all in last place with 3 points. Yes, so that's how things are going. Let's see what's in store for our question this week. Viper says the game is still broken. Yes. No. Anyways, this week's question of the week is, in Sonic Heroes, if you jump and press the Rocket Excel button as Shadow, what move will you perform? I actually forgot to... In mid-air. There we go. So, in Sonic Heroes, if you jump and press the Rocket Excel button in mid-air as Shadow, what move will you perform? I'm going to paste this question on our Discord server so that you can actually keep track on the question. And there we go. If you know the answer for this question, send me a PM on Discord. Just join the Radio Sega Discord and you can see me there and just throw me a PM. What's the Rocket Excel button, says Lost Intact? It differs from console to console. I know that the Rocket Excel button in the PS2 version is the square button, but since I've never played the other versions, I can't really know. But it is the Rocket Excel button, like dash button, anyway. It's one of the two. I can't really know, but because on the GameCube and on the Xbox it's different. So, anyways, good luck. GameCube. The game was released in the GameCube. I don't know the button for the other console. So that's why I said Rocket Excel button in midair, because it's more general speaking. Good luck, and do your Google search if you don't know it. Anyways, on this week's news, there was a new Sonic Mania music that was revealed. So it was Stardust Speedway Act 1, and that's the song we played first on the show. So it's a really good song. It doesn't have any way, but lots of people say it. It's still pretty good nonetheless, and it's a really great song by T. Lopes, and I really can't wait to actually listen to the full soundtrack of the game, because it's starting to shape up to be an excellent soundtrack and one of the best Sonic soundtracks we had in a long time. So Mania is actually really, really close to releasing. It's almost 1 week far away. 9, 10 days, it's a day that are left for me to be released. Really can't wait for that to happen. And now, due to Viper's request, it's time for, spoilers. If you don't want to listen to the spoilers right now, just mute the stream. And, there we go. So, new info was revealed for Sonic Mania, which is the special stages, bonus stages, and the time trial stages, or time trial mode. They were revealed. So we have the special stages, which are new. I'm going to place that in the Discord channel right now, which are really similar to the ones in Sonic CD, except you don't have to destroy the UFOs, you have to chase one UFO. Let me just... It's the news. The spoiler isn't over, Veritex. Not over, there you go. The new steps are really play really similar to the ones in Sonic CD, where you actually, instead of just destroying the UFOs, you actually just chase the UFO, and it really reminds you of Sonic R, actually. The models are really, really like the Sonic Car models. It looks pretty good. It actually reminds me of as well of the Saturn games, because all that aliasing and the draw distance, it really, really reminds of the Saturn era. Basically, you have to collect the blue balls to go faster and collect rings to increase the time. It's actually pretty good. The bonus stages are actually the Sonic 3 bonus stages, the blue spheres, the special stages from Sonic 3. They are coming back, and they're going to give you a medal. And if you collect them all, who knows what's going to happen. Probably some kind of collector's item, I don't know. Then there's a time trial mode, which is a time trial mode, basically. But instead of just... imagine that you are actually speedrunning a stage, and you missed a jump. Then, oh god, I have to restart the stage all over again. So you quit the stage and then go back to the stage again to actually repeat it again. In Sonic Mania, you just have to press one button. Just one button and just go back to right to the beginning of the stage. That's pretty much it. You go right to the beginning of the stage and really easily. So you can actually just repeat the stage and maybe don't make that mistake you just made on that part of the stage. That's pretty much it. Spoilers are over. Let me just warn Jamie. Spoilers are over. There we go. I think that's all, yes. So, also on the news. There are new Sonic Mini t-shirts, which are now available for purchase on Amazon. And they look really good. I, for one, actually was glad that they released the shirts. On the UK Amazon page. I'm going to post both shirts over on the Discord channel. And they look really great! Except for one thing, they don't ship to Portugal, unfortunately. I was, really triggered by that. We have one shirt which has, the Scribble Sonic. With the Sonic Mini logo for that. That one is just really good, but I can't have it! Why? We have the black, navy, and dark heather colors for that shirt. Then we have another shirt, which is a little drawing by Tyson Hess, with Sonic Mini logo below. And you have the other gray, white, and black colors for the background. They cost, I think, £12 each, somewhere between that. Electric Boogaloo says Portugal deserves Sonic Mini shirts. It does. I'm going to cry. That pretty much sums up all the news for this week. And I really, really, really want those shirts. Jimmy says, I love the first shirt, it's Sonic from those scribbles you put in the Japanese manuals. Exactly, that's the one I really love, but I can't have that shirt! They really don't ship the shirt, it's so... Anyways, I'm just going to let that pass by. Just forget about it. And pretend everything is good. Now for the speedrunning contest. We have 4 entries to the contest. So 2 for the modern speedrun, and then 2 for the classic speedrun. Veritex says, print your own t-shirt, PT, kick-ass. I would, but I don't have the original print, so I cannot do it, unfortunately. Anyways, on the speedrun times, let's see who got first then. So, on the... am I keeping track of this? I think I'm not. So, no, not like this. Let's see. Speed run. There you go. So we have Viper in first place already with 3 points because of the first speedrun contest. Alright, so now on this one. On the modern speedrunning contest, we have Lost Impact in second place. Speedrunning the Sun Cry Zero Gravity Stage, the Aquatic Capital, with 3 minutes, 5 seconds, and 79 milliseconds. That was Lost Impact's time, so she gets. Let's see, 2 points, because she got in Impact. 2 points, there you go. Then we have in first place of the modern speedrunning levels, we have Supersonic Swag with 2 minutes, 46 seconds and 86 milliseconds. So, Supersonic Swag gets 3 points because it got for first place. So let's get in Supersonic Swag. 3 points. There we go. On the classic speedrunning side, we have Supersonic Swag and Jamie 64326 both got into the class speedrunning tables. So, Supersonic Swag got in second place with the seconds difference. Supersonic Swag got 26 seconds and 61 milliseconds. While Jamie got 24 seconds and 70 milliseconds. So, Jamie gets 3 points. Jamie 64326 gets 3 points. While Supersonic Swag gets 2 points, so that makes Supersonic Swag be on first place with 5 points, so he's winning the speedrunning contest right now. And that's why I said, Viper says, I submitted some more 32 seconds, did you? I don't remember, why am I missing this? Where did you submit that time, Viper? I really cannot see the time. To be honest. Yeah, I don't see the time. I can't see the time. If it was on Twitter, I don't see it. Oh, there you go, 31 seconds. Jimmy said, I'd love the scoreboards to be different, one for modern, one for classic, makes things interesting. I don't know if I should do that or not, you need to ask other people. So yeah, 31 seconds for Viper then. I really didn't see the time, sorry, really really sorry for that. So 0.31 and yeah, 0.31. So that makes Viper be on... So. Viper 8. That gives Viper 1 point for the Classic Freedom Contest. So let's see, what Jamie said was 2 different tables, 2 different scoreboards. Do you guys prefer, so I'm actually asking you all, because I need everyone's opinion for this. This will of course affect Supersonic Swag, because it will make him actually get away from the first place on the one table. Do you guys prefer to have 2 different scoreboards, one for classic and one for modern, or do you prefer to actually have it all mixed up on one scoreboard so that you can actually enter 2 times and get twice as much points if you actually enter the costs on both boards? Let me know that, because your opinion will actually change this. The one with the most choices will actually win. So I'll then see what happens. So let's give Viper 1 more point. And that makes Viper be on 2nd place. So Jamie gets his 2nd place removed. And Viper is now on 2nd place. And Jamie is in 3rd place. AI says, which way is worse for Jamie? Go for that way. I think the mixed one is actually worse for Jamie. I'm not sure. I think that's one. So right now on the speedrun scoreboard, we have Super Sonic Swag on first place with 5 points. Then we have Viper on second place with 4 points. Then Jamie 6436 with 3 points. And Lost Impact with 2 points. And that's it, I think. Anyway, just save this scoreboard. Not like this. Save. There we go. I'll close this out of this, and yeah, that was our news, that was our speedrunning contest. So next week, you're going to have to speedrun two different games. So next week for the modern speedrunning contest, we're going to have Sonic Unleashed, and the stage is going to be Seven Citadel Act 1. So as you know, this level isn't present on the Wii and the PS2 version of the game. Only on the HD versions. I myself don't have the HD versions, but I think that's... Since the HD version is the original version of Unleashed, to be honest, that's the one we're going to use. And Sonic the Hedgehog 2, you're going to have to speedrun Chemical Plant Zone Act 1. I forgot to say this. You can use the Christian Whitehead remakes for this, because they're pretty much the same ones, and they have a time attack mode, so it's pretty much the same. You can use those for speedrunning if you don't have the original games. You can also use emulation, so that's better, I think. So, yeah, Sonic Unleashed, Seven Citadel Act 1, and then Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Chemical Plant Zone Act 1. So, those are the speedrunning contests for next week. Yeah, that sums up our news segment. So let's play some more music, then let's play a song from Sonic Advance. So let's play Angel Island Zone Act 2 from Sonic Advance, and we'll be right back with the Game of the Week segment.
To Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Sega.
And we are back. So now we are on the Sonic Game of the Week segment, where you learn more about your favorite Sonic games and get to choose your favorite Sonic tunes as well. So this week we're going to talk about Sonic Riders Zero Gravity, and if you want, you can pick your favorite tracks from that game over at radiosc.ca/bluezone. So I am going to paste the link for that on the Discord page, and that server, I mean. There you go. So, yes, you can pick through your favorite Sonic tracks of that game, maximum 2 songs though. And let's see how's the poll, as always. I forget to have this opened, actually, every time. So I keep needing to log in. Let's see if I can do it. So, sign in again. Because my internet is so fast. So we have 9 people already already answering and voting for it. Let's make this there we go. So we have two ties. Yes, we have 1 first place already, 1 tie for 2nd place, and the nerd tie for 4th place. So no 5th place right now. Yeah. So if you haven't done already, you can vote for your favorite track from that game over that link, because we need your votes to actually break the ties. So anyways, Sonic Riders Zero Gravity. It was released in 2008 for the PS2 and the Wii, and it is a sequel to Sonic Riders, the original game, which I played a little, but not too much. Unlike Zero Gravity, which I played a lot, and I love the game, to be honest. Anyways, the gameplay of this game is pretty much like the first game, actually. Except you don't have fuel, so you can pretty much ride all you want, because there's no fuel. And also, you can control gravity in this game, as the name suggests, so zero gravity, you can control gravity. To perform certain special moves, so we have 2 special moves which you can perform during the stage. So we have Gravity Dive, which allows you to dash forward on the stage, and it also destroys or makes objects on the stage float. You can slide on those objects while you are on the air to gain more speed. Then you have Gravity Control, which makes the world kind of slow down and make objects float as well, and it allows you to perform really tight turners and really sharp corners, and gives you a little dash when you release the button. Anyways, during races you are also able to upgrade your vehicle, so you get rings while racing. There's rings on the stage, and depending on the amount of rings you get, you can press a button on your controller to upgrade your vehicle. So either enabling a special functionality of it, or making it faster, or making it more agile, making it actually make corners, or do corners more easily. So for example, on some vehicles, to enable grinding, you need to collect a certain amount of rings to be able to upgrade it during the race. So let's see, you have a vehicle which can grind, but it cannot grind on the beginning of the stage. So you have to actually collect rings to upgrade it to make it able to grind. And you have to do that on every race, so you can't basically upgrade the vehicle on one race. It won't transfer to the other stage. So it pretty much goes like that. There are also 6 types of extreme gear in this game. There's the 3 from the main game, so the board, the skate, and the bike. But now there's also the air ride, the yacht... The yacht? Yacht? How do you read this? I think it's No. Anyways, and the wheel. So the air ride resembles the overcraft, and it's able to glide the mid-air and fly through dash rings, so making it kind of glide faster. The yacht. My pronunciation, it's horrible. Anyways, it resembles windsurf boards, and it's able to ride on slipstreams, there we go, and it will increase its speed over there, and it's also really useful because it's kind of slow in its zone. And it's also able to glide and fly through dash rings as well, like the air ride. The wheel, it resembles the monowheels, and it's able to knock away heavy objects, perform slide turns, but the dash that you gain while you use gravity control is shorter. In this game there's a bunch of playable characters. So you have Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, Amy, then you have Jet the Hawk, Storm the Albatross, Whip the Swallow, then you have Dr. Eggman, Krim the Rabbit, Rouge the Bat, Shadow the Hedgehog, Silver, Blaze, and then you have some new characters. So you have SCRGP, which is a robot from the game, and SCRHD. Both of them are robots exclusively from this game, and you can use them for the stages. Then you have characters from other Sega franchises, such as Amigo from Sema the Amigo, Knight from Knights into Dreams, and Billy Hatcher from Billy Hatcher, obviously. And you can control, you can actually use and play as those characters. Game modes, there's the normal game mode, so you can actually just play the story mode and do that. You can also play the stage mode, so you pick the race and just go with it. The multiplayer mode is also present, so you can play with other people, up to 4 people in simultaneously. And there is also a new game mode called Survival Mode that has 3 special games that can be played with other players or against the CPU. You have Survival Battle, Survival Relay, and Survival Ball. In Survival Battle, you have to use gravity control to slam objects against other players. So just pick a huge ball or a huge car and just throw it on the enemy's face and try to win. The Survival Ball is kind of like a football or soccer, depends on who you are, game on Extreme Gear. So you use gravity control to lift the ball and then launch it through a hoop on the game, on the level. And then there's Survival Relay, which is a relay race where 2 to 4 players make a team riding an extreme gear, using it as a baton to pass it to the next character. So you ride in the extreme gear, then pass to the other player, and then ride that one as well. Now up to the trivia. Wait a minute, who mentioned? Oh, there you go. Oh, there we go. No problem. So see a Super Sonic Spec. Just enjoy doing your thing. Yeah, so anyways, trivia for this game. The PS2 version of this game wasn't released in Japan. So pretty much like Sonic Rivals 1 and 2, which weren't released in Japan, the PS2 version wasn't released in Japan, so only the Wii version. Also, this is Silver and Blaze's first and only appearance on the PlayStation 2. No other game actually made them appear in there. And this was actually the first game where I saw them, because I only had the PS2. So, there we go. Also, this is the last game to use Dean Bristow's voice clips of Dr. Eggman, because Mike Pollock was already present on from Shadow the Hedgehog forward, and this game was after Shadow the Hedgehog, but the Sonic Riders games up to Zero Gravity always used Dean Bristow's voice clips. Weird, but it's true. Also, despite the PS2 supporting widescreen, the game on the PS2 version of the game wasn't able to be displayed in widescreen mode, which is weird because it supported, so why didn't it use it? Really weird, to be honest. Yeah, that pretty much sums up Sonic Riders Zero Gravity. My opinion of the game, it's better than the first one. At least from what I've played, it's a lot better than the first one. Yeah, I do recommend it a lot. I played the PS2 version, which for most people it's the worst version, but it's playable, it's actually really good. It isn't 60 FPS, I know, but well, what can you do? Well, it's good, it's playable, and it's really fun as well. Electrical who says it was even long after Bristow had passed away by the time Riders came out. That's also true. Weird. They still use the his voice clips on Riders games. Let's check out the poll then. So we have first place, second, third is tied, fourth is tied, and fifth place we have it already. So I think we're going to close the poll and use random.org to select the tracks. So let's do this. Close collector. And it's now closed. So thank you all for voting on this poll. It will now be used in this little segment. So let's actually open random. Oh no, the first one doesn't require that. So let's put this here. And let's hear your top 5 songs from Saint Pyre's Gravity. Yeah, we'll be right back with the remix song then.
Number 4. Number 3.
Outstanding!
number one.
Amazing!
And welcome back. So that was your top 5 songs from Sonic Riders Zero Gravity. Well, to sum up some stuff, let's see. There were some ties, as I said. So there were ties on 4th and 3rd place, I think? Let's see. Yeah, so there were ties on 4th and 3rd place. So in 5th place we had Aquatic Time, then in 4th place we had Blast Town and Spiral Madness, I mean. Both tied in 4th place. In 3rd place we had Through Traffic and The Core, both tied in 3rd place. Then 2nd place we had Ungravitify, and 1st place Catch Me If You Can. So those were our top 5 songs from Sonic Riders Zero Gravity. Now it's time for the remix song, where we play the best Sonic remix from the community. And this week we have some Mania remixes, style remixes, some classic remixes, and some CD remixes, I think. So let's jump in and play Nick UCW's remix of Hydrocity Zone from Sonic 3, and we'll be right back after this segment.
We'll be right back.
And we are back, so those were our remixes for this week. So we played Iron WrestleMania Act 2 from Nico CW, then we played Labyrinth Zone from Left the Fox, and then Work It, Wacky, I can't even read the title because it's so big, there you go, no, it's, there you go, Work It, Wacky Workbench US, Protodome, well, by Protodome that is, from Songs of the Temporal Reality album, and yes, Electric Boogaloo, your submission went through. So that I'm always full of surprises. Anyways, and unfortunately, after all this thing, after all these standards, it's time for us to say goodbye. Thank you all for tuning into the show. Before we go, however, It's time to give you the answer for the question of the week. Let's see, there you go. So this week's question of the week was, in Sonic Heroes, if you jump and press the Rocket Assault button in mid-air as Shadow, what move will you perform? Lots of people have actually entered this today, and the correct answer for this question would be Black Tornado. It's like the Sonic move in the game, but just darker, and dark and orange. So, Shadow's colors. And so, for the score table, let's see how it is. So now we have Jamie in first place with 50 points, Viper in second place with 48 points. Then we have Miles Price, Skyblaze, Lost and Lost Impact on third place with 6 points. So Lost Impact climbed the table over there. Then we have Music Lose in fourth place with 5 points. And then Capper, Supersonic Swag, Refzig and Twinny with 3 points on last place. Thank you all for taking part in this little game, and I'll see you next week then, I guess. And I'll see you next week as well, not only for the question of the week, but for the show as well. Thank you all for tuning into the show. It's always amazing to actually present the show here on Radio Sega, and to have you all actually listening and talking during the show on our Discord page. Don't forget, next week we'll be talking about Sonic Unleashed, one of my favorite Sonic games ever. Except I didn't play the HD version, unfortunately. Yeah, we'll be talking about that, and next week will be 2 days, 2 days ahead from Mania's release day, which is something really, really good. So to say farewell and say goodbye, let's play Walk-In from Knuckles Chaotix. So thank you all for tuning in. I've been PCCast, and this has been The Blue Zone. See ya!
It's over! That was fast!
Bet I can smash that.